Hundreds of Ontario principals say they need more help to support the mental health of students, as a new survey indicates regional inequities in access to those supports. The survey of over 1,000 principals across Ontario's publicly funded school boards reveals 91% of schools needed support for students' mental health and well-being. The survey was released on Monday, February 27, against the backdrop of a number of recent reports finding youth mental health worsened during the COVID-19 pandemic, with fewer young people reporting excellent mental health and an uptick in self-harm-related emergency department visits. Advocacy group People for Education said its annual survey, covering all of Ontario's 72 publicly funded boards, found students in rural communities were less likely to have access to mental health professionals than those in urban areas. "It's not only psychologists," said Robin Lou Hobson, director, policy and research with People for Education on the Sam LaPrade Show on February 27. "But it's also child youth workers and social workers and others. There are so many professionals that schools need, and not only need regular access, but timely access." Meanwhile, it reports the number of schools with no access to psychologists doubled in the past decade, up to 28% and 29% for elementary and secondary schools, respectively. People for Education said about 9% of Ontario public schools have regular access to a mental health specialist or nurse, with 46% of schools reporting no access at all. The group said principals have called on the Ministry of Education to fund sufficient staff, increase access to community supports, and recognize the impact of the pandemic on school communities. "What we really heard was the toll of the pandemic wasn't really recognized," added Hobson. "When we went back in person, it was just business as usual. We didn't really take the time to pause and acknowledge that things weren't how they were before." In response to the survey, a spokesperson for Education Minister Stephen Lecce says the government has increased funding for mental health and will continue to take action to support Ontario students. Listen to the full interview with Robin Lou Hobson below. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 27, 2023.